Welcome to the United Way of Southwest Michigan's 26 at 6 on News Talk 94.9 WSJM. This is the show that brings you 26 different stories around Southwest Michigan in 26 weeks, every Tuesday at 6 p.m. Want to know more about the work of the United Way? Visit uwsm.org.
Welcome to tonight's show. I'm Anna Murphy. I'm your host for 26 at 6. And tonight, we're going to talk about food access, what food access is, and why it's so important. We've got some great guests tonight, and I'm excited to chat with them on this issue. So let's get right into our show. And I have Heather Cole, director of Be Healthy Berrien. So why don't you introduce yourself?
Hi there. My name is Heather Cole. I am, like you said, the director of Be Healthy Berrien. I've been in this role for about 4 years, and I've been in the community for about 4 years as well. Before that, I was in Central Michigan working for a local public health department, really learning more and honing my skills and really trying to build healthier communities and help people get access to the things they need to be healthy.
So for those listening that don't know what Be Healthy Berrien is, can you go into that a little bit more?
Sure, absolutely. So Be Healthy Berrien is a community project bringing together partners to work towards reducing obesity. So we have a lot of great partners on board. So we have Berrien County Health Department, okay. Lakeland Health, United Way of Southwest Michigan, the YMCA of Southwest Michigan, and the Southwest Michigan Planning Commission.
Okay.
So we're all working together, really focusing on making healthy food and physical activity choices easier all across the community. So in schools and work sites and neighborhoods, we just want people to be able to make the choices to be healthier, healthier foods, choose healthier activities wherever they are.
So the role of those organizations that you mentioned, what is that? What's their role?
So they work as our steering committee. So they really provide kind of the strategic direction for where we're going. They make kind of the big choices about what we need to do and where we need to be going. Each of those organizations also has adopted Be Healthy Berrien strategies into their own okay. organization. So it's not just Be Healthy Berrien doing its own unique things. It's all of these organizations all working together, all in a coordinated way. So we're all kind of working towards the same goal together.
So I know there's kind of a buzzword out there, and maybe it's not a buzzword, but collective impact. Is that what this is? Is this kind of a model?
Exactly.
Of that?
This is a really great example of a collective impact model. So it's collective impact really means just a lot of organizations who have identified a goal, who have identified how they want to work towards that goal and how they want to define it, all working together, moving in the same direction, each kind of taking their own piece and owning it of solving a problem and creating unique solutions towards, you know, building, in our case, building healthier communities.
Sure. So you mentioned that, We said earlier that there's a relationship with United Way of Southwest Michigan.
Exactly.
So what is that specific relationship, since I'm with United Way of Southwest Michigan, and so are you, actually.
I am. So United Way of Southwest Michigan really acts as kind of the backbone organization for Be Healthy Berrien. And that means they kind of provide the support structure for this work. So, you know, it's really hard for any kind of collective impact movement to move forward without some kind of a structure. So United Way really just provides that structure. So they're the fiduciary, they are my employer, and they really just kind of provide the support that we need to really house the project and help kind of organize and be able to move forward.
So that collective work is similar, the Be Healthy Berrien collective work is similar to the Local College Access Network and the Great Start Collaboratives, which United Way plays that same role in for those initiatives as well.
Exactly. So Be Healthy Berrien is just another great example of a collection of organizations all defining a problem in the same way and working together towards a solution to that problem. So it's not its own organization. It's just really a project that is a movement to kind of bring all these organizations and individuals together. So I know I mentioned our steering committee partners, but we have a lot of other partners all across the county really working together to work on our projects and really kind of put our vision and plan into action.
Awesome. So let's kind of get into the topic, which is food access. And Heather, just tell us what food access means. What do those two words mean?
Right. So food access really is food. We all know what food is. And access.
Yes, we do. Unfortunately, sometimes too much.
Right, right. A lot of us know what food is too much. So access really is being able to acquire it. So is it nearby? Can you afford it? Do you know what it is? Do you know how to cook it? So all kinds of things go into that access portion. And we'll talk a little bit in detail about that later. But in general, food access is just your ability to get healthy food on your table and into your body.
So that's a little bit of a teaser. We're going to talk about food access in a moment or in our next segment. But so if you're just tuning in, you're listening to United Way of Southwest Michigan's 26 at 6. And again, I'm excited that Heather Cole, the director of Be Healthy Berrien, is with us. So you mentioned that Be Healthy Berrien is working to make policy change and environmental change around the obesity issues in Southwest Michigan.
Right.
I know there's got to be statistics out there, and I know that you probably have them. So do you want to share some of that and why this work becomes so important?
Absolutely. So in 2014, when I came to this job, we know that 40% of adults in Berrien County were obese. So that is way higher than the state average, way higher than the national average. So we know that it's a problem, and it's a problem that affects lots of different areas of our community and of our life. So, this great group of organizations came together and said, okay, how are we going to work together to solve this really kind of crisis level that we're dealing with? So, we know a lot of different things go into obesity. The things that we know that we can control are food and physical mm-hmm. activity. So we looked at where we thought we could make a difference and where we thought we could take some action and kind of move the needle and make some changes. So really looking at physical activity, food access, are there healthy foods and stores where people are shopping? Are there, safe and convenient parks for people to get to? Are there sidewalks and bike lanes for people to get to? So really looking at how our community is built, how our world around us is set up that helps nudge us towards making those healthy decisions or not. So really that's kind of the premise of why this is important. Obesity levels are kind of at a critical stage. So we know that we need to kind of work on building the world around us into a healthier place to help us make those healthy choices a little bit easier. So with food access specifically, we know obviously food plays a big role in obesity. So we looked at some of the data, and in 2015, only 12% of adults were eating fruits and vegetables, or 5 servings of fruits and vegetables each day.
So where's that data coming from?
So that data comes from a survey that the health department does every 3 years called the Behavior
BFSR.
Behavior Risk Factor Survey. Thank you. There's a lot of acronyms swimming up in my head. So so we know that can be a major player in, people not eating the, right amount of the right food. And so they're eating the wrong amount of the wrong food. So in that same survey, we can look at and see only 45% of people are eating fruit, or 45% of people are eating fruit less than one time a day.
And that's kind of crazy because we are in a fruit belt.
Exactly.
Aren't we? Isn't that what we're considered? And we have access to fresh fruits and vegetables all the time. I'm guilty of it, though.
We grow a lot here, but that doesn't mean we have access to it.
Okay.
So those are kind of two very different things. But you're right, it is kind of a crazy paradox where in Southwest Michigan, we grow, so many different kinds of fruits and so many different kinds of vegetables. We're second to only California in the varieties that we grow just in this region. So it's really, we grow so much and we have so much here, but there's a problem in getting that food that's grown here onto the tables of the people who live, work, and visit here.
So that access, obviously, mm-hmm. is the key. And our show tonight is about food access. So we're going to talk more about that. And it's interesting because United Way talks a lot about data, branding, collaborations, which are all important. But this show and what we're talking about tonight will really show this, that this show will allow people to tell their stories. of how United Way is impacting their lives. And we've helped over 56,000 people in 2017, and every one of those people have their own story to tell. And in a later segment, we're gonna show that we have this great story, because we're going to go out live to the farmer's market. So we'll be able to visit that. So Heather's going to hang around as we continue to talk about food access and why it's so important in our communities. After the break, we'll be welcoming Guy Miller from the Barron County Health Department to share some of his expertise relating to food access. So don't go anywhere.
Welcome back to the 26 at 6 United Way of Southwest Michigan show that brings you 26 stories in 26 weeks. Now, here's your host, President of the United Way of Southwest Michigan, Anna Murphy.
I've been talking with Heather Cole, Director of Be Healthy Barron, on the importance of food access. I would like to now welcome Guy Miller from the Barron County Health Department to share some of his expertise on the issue. So I am so excited to have Guy Miller sitting next to me in the studio tonight.
Good evening, Anna.
Why don't you introduce yourself? Who are you?
My name is Guy Miller. You already said that. I am the epidemiologist for the Barron County Health Department.
What's an epidemiologist?
I get that question a lot. We actually don't have anything to do with skin. No.
Oh,
that's entomology. No.
Okay.
So epidemiology is kind of the study of incidence and distribution and the management of diseases and other factors relating to health. So as an epidemiologist, I work in the understanding of the spread of preventable or communicable diseases and chronic diseases within Barron County. I'm kind of a supportive body of my organization. I help other organizations by identifying issues kind of going on in our county that are pertaining to health.
So are you kind of a nerd?
I guess so.
I'm just teasing. So you work for the health department, mm-hmm. and it covers Barron County.
Mm-hmm.
So what does the health department do? Before we get into really what we're going to talk about tonight, which is food access and food deserts and some of those things, I think people need to understand what organization, the organization that you represent, what does it do for our county?
Yeah, so the health department is a governmental organization, which means we do report to a board of commissioners. Our mission statement is to prevent disease, protect health, and promote an optimal quality of life for all. So we really work on a multitude of spectrums, numerous organizations, and we're trying to fill a lot of the gaps that we okay. can identify in our system, especially when it's pertaining to health.
And I'm not going to ask you about every single program, because there's how many, like
there's
40
lot,
or 50,
yeah.
right? Mm-hmm. So you do a lot of things, but you really spend time, or one of your passions, I think, is around food access. Is that?
Totally,
okay.
yeah.
So food what access is
huge.
What is, I know we talked with Heather a little while ago, and Heather is still with us, but to you, what is food access?
Yeah, I think Heather did a great job talking about it. So food access is more than just getting in your car and driving to Meijer or Walmart. When thinking of food access, you have to consider the entire food system, what it takes to get the food from the farm into your body. There's several components to buying food, and when you really think about it, I'm sure anybody can identify some of the obvious barriers, such as transportation, money, or the actual like physical availability of food. But there are even more complex issues that are embedded in our society and our culture. For example, when foods that we are familiar with, like recipes that mom and dad used to cook, those are easy for us to eat. Our parents and our society have kind of taught us how to prepare meals and maybe even meal prep for a week that will be affordable on your budget and it utilizes your spending power. Additionally, there's other ways that we try to familiarize ourselves with food. Not always... are you going to go out and buy a vegetable that looks weird, especially if you're on a budget? You're not going to think like, oh, I wonder what that's going to taste like. Knowing in the back of your mind, you could spend that money on
like
something that you know is delicious.
Like that jackfruit?
Right. Yeah. That thing looks crazy, doesn't it?
Yeah.
I guess what I'm trying to say is the easy choice is simple. And for us, a lot of the times we just choose what we know is going to taste good. And we don't really care to experiment with that. So I guess making the right choice in establishing a healthy diet is not always the easiest choice. So how do we assess this? So what do we know what's going on with our food system? Well, there's a group that knows this stuff really well, and I do want to go into a little bit about who does this, and that's the United States Department of Agriculture, the USDA. When the USDA thinks about food access, they think about four kind of themes. They're talking about proximity, financial means, accessibility, and culinary knowledge. So proximity is obviously the distance that it's going to take you to get to a store.
Okay.
And it is measured with rural and urban communities. The financial means is like the spending power you have, the ability to afford or purchase healthy foods, and accessibility is a willingness to eat that food. So this sometimes depends on your culture, what you were raised around, how the food looks, how it tastes, and if you had a good experience with it. And then finally is the culinary knowledge, the skills and knowledge you need to prepare food and store it in a healthy way.
If you're just tuning in, you're listening to United Way of Southwest Michigan's 26 at 6, and we're talking with Guy Miller from the Bering County Health Department about food access. So you're talking about, I like where we were just leaving off on the USDA, the four, I guess, pillars or principles of the USDA. What was the very last one again before we went to that break?
That was culinary knowledge.
Okay. What is that again?
That's the skills and the knowledge you have to prepare, cook, and store healthy foods.
And that's probably a little bit of a challenging one because not everyone has the skills to cook and do.
Right. Especially when
skills.
You're talking about fresh fruits and vegetables. Because
right.
If you don't take care of those things, if you don't prepare them correctly, they'll rot in a couple
right.
days.
Right. I get that because I do that. I buy them thinking I'm going to go and do all this wonderful stuff with it. And then I look at it and unfortunately it goes bad. So we talked about food access. I know that you know something about food deserts. What's a food desert?
Yeah. So based on those four kind of pillars we talked about of the USDA, they can evaluate in a community whether or not it's sanctioned as a food desert or not, which means it's just really hard to get fresh fruits and vegetables if you live in that community. So based on this data gathered by the USDA, census and other community assessments, the USDA has identified that nearly 38,516 residents of Bering County have low access to foods, meaning that they are lacking the four themes described previously and have difficulty accessing healthy, nutritious foods, which are necessary for overall health, especially when it comes to managing chronic disease.
So let me make sure that I understand this and so that our audience understands this. The USDA sets up these four, the proximity, financial, accessibility, and culinary skills, basically.
Mm-hmm, yeah.
And if you're missing those, that's what creates, that goes into the formula that creates a food desert? No. So help me understand more what the food desert, how did they figure out what food deserts are?
So they primarily focus on the first two there, the proximity and the financial means.
Okay.
Are you close to food and do you have the ability to buy it?
Okay.
And then further assessments kind of look into the accessibility, which is kind of more preferential. If you are actually going to buy that when you see the fresh fruit or vegetable sitting on the shelf, and then do you have the knowledge and the ability to prepare those foods? So okay. Really just the two parts, the proximity and the financial
yep.
means make up the food deserts.
Okay, that makes
sense.
And then
all of the pillars are kind of assessing for how we eat and consume food in our community.
Okay, so and right now we have 38,000 people in Bering County that are considered to be part of a food desert.
Correct.
So what are we doing? What are we doing to help combat that?
Yeah, that's a big question because it's multiple levels. We're not just talking about proximity, right? If it was, oh, we just need a store that sells fruits and vegetables on every corner, we can go do that. So the health department is part of the local food council,
okay.
which I'm sure Heather could talk about.
We're going to talk about that in a later segment tonight, I believe.
Yeah.
Yes.
So through the local food council, you guys have even done a few food summits where they've brought in local farmers and are trying to coordinate this larger system of how to get that proximity, how to get the foods into the population. The health department itself has the supplemental nutrition program for women, infants, and children, or the WIC program that's available to our community. And finally, we've supported operations of local farmers to accept supplemental nutrition programs such as EBT, We've partnered with Lakeland with their prescriptions for health programs. We participate in the Double Up Food Bucks program through the state of Michigan. And we've operated this farmer's market and City Center Park in Benton Harbor every Wednesday from 10 to 4 in the summer months, which is really focused on food access, trying to bring fresh local produce from Berrien County to Berrien County's residents.
That's awesome. Heather, do you want to add anything else that we're doing?
Yeah, I just really want to emphasize that, you know, food access is about people. These are about, you know, people who are living in our community who don't have the ability to make a healthy choice even if they want to. And so, you know, the health department has been an awesome partner, not just with Be Healthy Berrien and promoting, you know, our kind of work, but doing some of their own internal work as well. So really, you know, doing a great job with their Women, Infants, and Children's program and educating people about the importance of healthy food, you know, providing that access point of the Benton Harbor Farmers Market, really working with local growers to be able to, you know, have systems in place to accept these payments. So really, it's about the people, though. Like, we want to make it easier for people to be able to make these choices.
Well, and I know that we could probably be having this conversation for hours. I know, Guy, you have a plethora of stuff.
My papers.
Yeah, your papers. Mm-hmm. And so, you know, at some point I'd love to invite you back to our show. But I want to thank you for joining us tonight. We thank Guy Miller for joining us on the show tonight. Coming up, Heather Cole from Be Healthy Berrien will be taking you out to a farmer's market where you'll get a chance to hear from some local growers. I'm very excited about this segment. It's the first time we've actually gone out. You're listening to United Way of Southwest Michigan's 26 at 6, and don't go anywhere.
Welcome back to the 26 at 6 United Way of Southwest Michigan show that brings you 26 stories in 26 weeks. Now, here's your host, President of the United Way of Southwest Michigan, Anna Murphy.
Welcome back to tonight's show focused on food access. I'm excited about this segment. We're going to do something really cool. Last week, Heather had a chance to speak with some folks at a local farmer's market, and we're going to share some of that with you now.
This is Heather Cole at the Benton Harbor Farmers Market talking to some local growers who sell their products here. So the Benton Harbor Farmers Market is held every Wednesday in Dwight P. Mitchell City Center Park. It's open from 10 to 4 until mid-September. So thank you both so much for talking with us today. So could you just introduce yourselves and tell us a little bit about your farm?
Hi, I'm Vedette Palis Cordes. The farm is my parents' farm, Peter and Virginia Palis, in Sotus, Michigan. And it started out to be my grandparents' farm that was purchased in 1929. And I'm hoping to be the third generation farmer. And hopefully in a few years, it'll be a centennial farm.
Oh, that's amazing. So it's great to have such history, you know, such a long history here represented at this awesome market. So, all right, thank you. Welcome.
Hi, I'm Barbara Fennell, and I'm from the Knott Road Hillside Gardens. And we are not an old-time farm. Ours is relatively new. We purchased the farm about 4 years ago, and we have close to 100 fruit trees, all very young, and all have been organically raised. And we are continuing that tradition and also have a pretty good-sized garden. And we are doing everything pesticide-free and working hard to produce a lot of good fruits and veggies.
Well, awesome. Thank you. We need this in our community, and I know how difficult it can be to kind of start up a new operation. So congratulations to you for being so brave and really, you know, getting your feet wet and really taking the time to come to this market when you're so new. I think it's a great testament to how you want to move forward. So today we're talking about food access and then what we're doing, what Be Healthy Berrien and the rest of the community is doing to really get fresh and healthy food onto people's tables. From the farms onto our tables in their homes and restaurants and schools. So we're thankful to have wonderful partners like our growers who can help us really make this happen. So can you talk a little bit about why you chose to be a vendor here at the Benton Harbor Farmers Market?
Well, very honestly, I was intrigued by the healthy food access portion of this. It's a little further for me to come. I didn't say we're located in Niles. But I really love the idea of getting good, healthy food to as many people as possible. I was in the restaurant business for many years before I retired, and I care deeply about fresh, wonderful food.
Well, thank you. You know, I know it's quite a long way to come, so that's awesome that you're coming up all this way. And really having that passion for committing to being a grower, committing to healthy food, and committing to, you know, helping our neighbors. So thank you for being here again. And yeah, we'll go to you now. It's like, how can you tell us a little bit about why you're a vendor here and maybe how long you've been selling here?
I started here, I believe, in 2014. I wasn't sure how long the Benton Harbor Market had started here in the park. I think it may have been the first year. Mm-hmm. So I was here in 2014, 2015. I wasn't able to make it 2016, 2017, and now 2018.
Okay, great. So long-term vendor. That's awesome.
Yes. And same thing what Barb is saying, too. Basically wanting to promote healthy living, healthy eating. Educate the consumer a lot. In regards, it's amazing how much we're actually grow here in southwestern Michigan. Mm-hmm. And I'm actually going to try to expand on unique vegetables as well. I'm actually got some artichokes growing in the garden. I'm not saying that they may be able to be picked yet because they have such a long growing season, but I'm hoping if we have a Indian summer, mm-hmm. I may have some artichokes to offer this fall.
Oh, well, that'd be great. I've actually never had a fresh artichoke, so I will be looking forward to that for sure. So, so we are talking about food access again, and the Benton Harbor Farmers Market does a great job of helping more people afford to shop here by accepting different kinds of food assistance, including SNAP and Double Up Food Bucks. So can you talk a little bit about how you know, this helps you be a vendor here and how it affects your business?
I think probably for a lot of growers, it's a very confusing subject or to understand, but it's actually quite easy with the SNAP program and the double up bucks. It's the coins that it's basically promoted, I think, through Berrien County Health Department, and it's you accept it just like you would as a form of cash, which is nice. We also, you know, there are cash customers here as well, and it's actually the process for us vendors is very easy. It seems to be very streamlined and easy for the consumers who actually have the double up bucks and the RX Lakeland Health coins and to spend it, and it just again encouraged them to try new vegetables, new fruits that they maybe never would have considered before.
Right.
And so having that dialogue and having that conversation also helps too.
That's awesome. So a lot of it goes, you know, not just, you know, being here to sell, but making sure it's affordable and yes. educating people as well and kind of talking to consumers. So that is great. So again, if you're just tuning into United Way of Southwest Michigan's 26 at 6, I'm Heather Cole, and I'm talking to some local growers at the Benton Harbor Farmers Market about food access and what is happening in our community. So I'll ask you again, so, you know, how does accepting SNAP and Double Up Food Bucks and other forms of food assistance really affect your business here and kind of how you run your stand?
Well, this is new to me because I've not done vending. I've been doing farm marketing some in the last few years, but here I've not had that experience before. Mm-hmm. For me, I don't find it confusing. It's relatively simple. I'm excited about it, though, especially the WIC, because years and years ago when I had little kids, I was on WIC, and you couldn't buy fruits and vegetables. Mm-hmm. And it's so exciting that we can provide that and people can get it.
Yeah, that's so great that, you know, not only do they accept SNAP and bridge cards, but again, Lakeland Health is doing a program where they're offering vouchers to participants who participate in cooking programs. They accept WIC vouchers here. So I think it's great that you can kind of see full circle now, having experienced being able to use it and really seeing the value that this offers to the community in a location where people, you know, in the city of Benton Harbor don't necessarily have a place that they can buy fresh food most of the time. So being here is really, you know, an important asset to this community. So do you really see any, you know, changes in your business practices from or what you grow just from meeting the people who live and shop here, or, you know, change in anything that you're growing? You mentioned some artichokes to expand your business.
Well, this is an experiment, so with the artichokes, so I have to admit that. More than anything, probably because I'm doing this market, I have expanded on the amount of plants that I have grown. I think I've added two other fields to accommodate with this market, as well as another market that I do on Saturday.
Oh, wow.
So,
great.
And I'm wanting to keep expanding my choices of vegetables as well as fruit, and like I said, to continue on and hopefully be that successful third generation. Mm-hmm. And it's pretty down here. It's really convenient. It's right off the main street in Benton Harbor. So I do encourage a lot of people to come and check us out, because I know a lot of people will do markets on Saturday, but it's nice to have a market midweek. Mm-hmm. And you know, we offer the quality vegetables and fruits, and like to see people down here. So
absolutely. Well, thank you, and we're so excited to hear that, you know, your business is not only just, you know, surviving, but you're expanding, you're growing, you've adding fields. So I think it's wonderful and a testament to how much, you know, the work that we're doing all across our community is really being, you know, is influencing businesses and people, and you know, the demand is growing if you're having to grow more to feed more. So I think that's really wonderful. So I know this is your first year here, and you're a newer farm, but you know, being here and talking with community members, you know, can you see your what you're growing or into the future, what you might change due to participating in these events?
Yes, I would say definitely. I'm paying attention to what kind of peppers people like and that sort of thing. And I brought fresh potatoes today, dug last night, and I'm finding that's a good hit over my stand. So, yeah, I think I'm learning a few things here. I like to learn something new every day. So,
well, that is great. You know, we really appreciate the work that you both do here, and you know, on your own farms, and then at the rest of the, you know, in the rest of the community. So, we're all kind of working together to help you out, support your businesses, help the community out to get more of this fresh and healthy food to the places that we want to see it. So again, I'm Heather with Be Healthy Berrien. We hope you enjoyed this segment of the show. United Way of Southwest Michigan's 26 at 6 is all about storytelling. And when talking about an issue like food access, there's no better way to tell these stories than by talking directly to our local growers who do amazing work in our community. So thank you for listening, and we'll be back after break.
Welcome back to the 26 at 6 United Way of Southwest Michigan show that brings you 26 stories in 26 weeks. Now, here's your host, President of the United Way of Southwest Michigan, Anna Murphy.
Welcome back to the final segment of our show focused on food access tonight. I'm joined by Heather Cole, Director of Be Healthy Berrien. Heather, how was your experience with the farmer's market?
Oh, it was so great. You know, it's so awesome to have this farmer's market in our community, you know, bringing activity to a local park, making it easy and convenient to buy fresh and healthy foods, supporting local growers, you know, all in kind of just one project. It's awesome. So I really encourage everyone to visit the Benton Harbor Farmer's Market every Wednesday until mid-September in Dwight P. Mitchell City Center Park from 10 to 4.
Awesome. Thank you. Let's revisit a topic that we had on an earlier segment with Guy Miller from the Health Department, where we were really getting into talking about food access, food deserts, and some of that. And I think I believe there's more information around what food access is and what it is, what the impact of food access is on our people in our communities. Because I think, Heather, you have more information, more data, but just I think the communities need to know. So I'm going to let you just talk a little bit more about food access.
Right, perfect. So really, Guy did a great job of explaining kind of those four components of what food access are. You know, it's not just about, is it nearby? You know, there's so much more that goes into it. Is it something I'm familiar with? Is it something that I can afford? Is it something I know how to cook? We know, you know, for broccoli, for example, it's not part of a lot of people's diet. And if they have limited income, you know, they're not going to spend their income on a food that they don't know what it is, and they don't know how to cook with it, and they don't know what it tastes like. So we work a lot trying to incorporate all of those different
aspects into our work. So teaching people how to cook, giving people samples of fruits and vegetables and getting them to try new foods. And so it becomes less unfamiliar, becomes less of a risk for people to you know, incorporate that into their household, you know, meal planning.
Right. It's interesting. My husband works for Feeding America, mm-hmm. and they do the mobile food pantries.
Right.
And often they have a ton of fresh fruits and vegetables on it. But there are often times that some of the vegetables stay on the truck. So, for example, spaghetti squash mm-hmm. or eggplant or some of these other things that, like you said, people are just not familiar with.
Right.
And so if we could help them understand how to use it, mm-hmm. maybe they would go faster or they would at least take them.
Exactly. You know, people are they're worried about feeding their families. They're right. worried about getting food, you know, into their bellies and the bellies of their kids. And they want to make sure it's things that, you know, will fill them up primarily. But we want to make sure people can fill up their family with healthy options as well. And they know how to do that. You know, it's when people are looking at how do you incorporate food and into your family, into your lifestyle, there's a lot that goes into it. So we want to make sure that we're doing things to make healthy food, local food, the food that's grown here, you know, right in our backyard, is easy for them to choose as it is for, you know, them to get something else off the shelf.
Well, you just said something that kind of piques my interest. We are, as we said earlier in the show, we are in a fruit belt, but yeah. I think we're in more of a
produce belt. For sure.
So I know you have, talk a little bit about what is grown here
yeah.
and
yeah.
where do we stand as a county or a state compared to other states maybe?
Right. So we have a great agricultural history in Berrien County in this region. I mean, we have the Blossom Time Festival, which
is... Are we like the only ones that have this thing?
I think it is. It's the largest, you know, largest kind of multi-community festival. And it celebrates, you know, fruit blossoms coming on trees.
Okay.
We're excited that fruit is coming.
Right.
So it's part of our heritage here. So really, you know, here in Berrien County, we're the number one producer of grapes in
wow.
Michigan. Second in vegetables. Fourth in total value of fruits, tree nuts, and berries, and fifth when it comes to total acres of vegetables harvested.
Okay.
So we produce tons of fruits, tons of vegetables, you know, nuts, seeds, all kinds of other things as well.
I did not know that about nuts and seeds.
Yeah, number one producer of grapes, like I said.
I knew.
It's not just our wine region, too, but we
right.
do, you know, grapes on the shelf. We do jellies and juices and all kinds of stuff as well.
Heather, so I know Guy said something about food deserts.
Right.
So what is a food desert? And are we sitting in one or...
So there's lots of different areas in Berrien County that are a food desert. So really, when you look at kind of the nuts and bolts of what a food desert is, it's really a neighborhood that is
okay.
far away from a grocery store
okay.
that has a high number of people living in it that have financial insecurity. So,
and you said grocery store, so not the corner store. That
correct.
Doesn't count.
Yeah, we're looking at the full service
like
grocery store.
Okay.
So, you know, places that you can get fresh and healthy foods, you know, meat and produce and dairy and all that kind of all those items as well.
Okay, we'll come back and talk about food deserts in just a moment. If you're just tuning in, you're listening to United Way of Southwest Michigan's 26 at 6, and we're talking with Heather Cole from Be Healthy Berrien. So let's finish up that thought about food deserts. I know that you've got a map of where all of those are, so.
Right. Yeah, there's a couple different neighborhoods within the city of Benton Harbor and Benton
okay.
Township that are labeled as food deserts. And these are areas, again, if it's an urban setting, you're going to be more than a mile away from a grocery store. And then we also look at Berrien Springs and a couple of neighborhoods in Niles that are also called food deserts as well. And these are more rural areas, and so we look at them being more than 10 miles away from a grocery store in rural settings as well. So we have, you know, the same kind of problems in Benton Harbor that they're having at Niles, even though these communities may look very different, they're having similar problems. And so our solutions can be, you know, similar across the county.
So our transportation challenges don't help with that.
Exactly.
Obviously.
Yeah, transportation is a challenge everywhere. You know, food access is a challenge everywhere. Income inequality and poverty is a challenge everywhere. So even though the communities might look different, it's the same challenges are, you know, being experienced in these places.
Heather, you mentioned something a few minutes ago, or we were talking a little bit about healthy corner store. You mentioned that. What does that mean, and what is Be Healthy What's Be Healthy Berrien's role in a healthy corner store?
Right. So we know that a lot of people are shopping for their family at corner stores and gas stations. So these are the places that they can easily walk to. And so these are the places they're feeding their family out of. Mm. Imagine trying to feed your family from a gas station.
Sure.
So that can be very challenging. So Be Healthy Berrien is wanting to work with some of these stores and gas stations to figure out how we can incorporate healthier options into those stores. So can we connect them to a farmer or a local grower so they can have fresh fruits and vegetables that they're selling? Can we help them get low-fat dairy products? Can we help them get whole grain bread products? Can we help them get low sodium canned goods, because we know a lot of people are buying these things. So how can we make those healthier choices available in the stores? And then how can we work with community members, and how can we work with families who are shopping here to help them understand the benefits of making some of these better choices, and how we can help them, again, address how does it taste? Can they cook it? And how can they incorporate it into their family's, meal routine?
Wow, there's so much to food access and food right. deserts and just the whole right. Food
yeah.
issue.
Everybody eats, right? Food is a thing. Everybody right. eats. Everybody has to deal with getting food. And so everybody has their own different challenges. And so Be Healthy Berrien is looking at, where are some of the most significant challenges and how can we fill some of those gaps and make things easier on our families and our neighbors, because everybody needs to eat. Everybody deserves that chance to be healthy.
Well, and we know that studies show that early brain development in kids, if they eat healthy, they're going to develop on time and better.
Exactly.
And so starting, it's not just an adult thing. It's not just a kid thing. It's a birth to basically the whole lifespan.
Absolutely.
For people.
It's an everybody thing. Right. when you look at kids, when they're hungry or not getting right. good nutrition, they can't learn as well. They don't grow as well. When, you are developing into, teenagers and adults, and can kind of see some of these chronic diseases that have to deal with an unhealthy diet
right.
showing up. So diabetes and heart disease and these things that for people who are already struggling, when you add a disease on top of that, makes it even harder. So really, when you look at adding healthy, a healthy diet into your life and being able to eat some fruits and vegetables every day, then you address so many long-term problems, not just with, can I eat a piece of fruit today? It's a component of your whole life.
Right. Which is why it's so important that we have a partnership with the Berrien County Health Department, as we talked with earlier, that Be Healthy Berrien exists to do some of this work. And then the partners at the table with Southwest Michigan Planning Commission, the YMCA, Lakeland, the Health Department, and United Way of Southwest Michigan. So I want to thank you for joining us tonight.
Thank you.
It's been a great show. We want to thank you for listening to United Way of Southwest Michigan show this evening. And again, thank Heather Cole from Be Healthy Berrien and Guy Miller, who was on with us earlier from the Berrien County Health Department. For more information on United Way of Southwest Michigan, stop by our website, uwsm.org. You can visit Be Healthy Berrien's site at behealthyberrien.org. And thank you for listening.
United Way is more than just a fundraiser. We are a vehicle for volunteers, donors, and advocates who seek to change lives and strengthen Southwest Michigan through service, collaboration, and impact. We are the problem solvers, the game changers. Join us Tuesday night for the United Way of Southwest Michigan's 26 at 6 on News Talk 94.9 WSJM.